Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Yes, this QR code, so you could go to the Merovingian Club and you can meet me there. It's like Twitter, so check that one out, please. And this one is for my Cash App. If you want to donate, whatever you want to give me, that's awesome. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G is making a video about what type of man are you. Well, here we go. Yeah, do you think a guy like this will be able to get a girlfriend? Look at him. He has makeup on. He's skinny. He looks like a retard. Like a stupid, gay, retarded oaf. Like a clown. Right? Do you think a girl want to be with this guy? I don't think so. He really needs to change his life. But what do I know? I'm just a retard, right? Well, let's play the clip and we could judge him and laugh, right? I'm just saying.
Hey guys! I am feeling a bit sad right now, and I am looking for an emo girlfriend to get depressed with me, to go through emotions with me.
You hear that, fellas? He talks about feelings and shit. You think a chick wants that? No. A chick just wants you to be mysterious. Be mysterious, don't tell her anything, give her the least information possible, and you go from there. Talk about your feelings. What kind of faggotry is that? You're dumb, dude. I'm just saying. Oh, and FYI, you should like do a little bit of exercise, lift some weights. Don't do it for a chick, but do it for yourself. Everything else will follow. Just saying.
And also, listen to Green Day, Marilyn Manson, and My Chemical Romance. So if you know a girl who wants to get depressed with me and be sad with me, tag her right now.
Yeah, because if he don't, he'll start crying and he'll go and his little panties get all wet. Okay, next.
Because I am looking for a girlfriend who is emo and who is single and can't resist my sexy emo body.
Like I said earlier, you're too skinny, man. And you got all this emo crap. Are you trying to look like the Crow? I'm sorry, you're not Brendan Lee. Okay? That guy is cool. You? Not so much. Just saying. Like, you know, lift up some weights. You know, work out. You know, and, oh yeah, eat some protein. Meat. You gotta eat some meat. And not the gay stuff. I mean actual beef. You homo.
And I am looking for a girl who can be emo and get sad and be depressed with me. So if you know a girl who is single who can be emo with me, tag her right now. Because I am emo. And I am looking for an emo girlfriend.
Oh yeah, to think that fine gentleman is single. And speaking of a single, look at this guy. You think this guy is a chick? I don't know. Some sexy little kid is gonna go for this dude? Sorry, you fucking straight cat. I don't think any chick's gonna want you. Especially you doing this dealy. Well, you're trying to be some kind of weird Futanari? I don't know. What do you think? This is weird. Why am I weird? I don't know. I'm trying to be a bird and this guy's trying to be a kitty cat. Whatever. You know what? You really can't blame women for not wanting to date you. If you're like these guys, they're not going to want to be with you. So you better start working now, make some money, and clean your act up. Well, it's like, why are they going to want you? Like this dude. You think this guy's going to get himself a chick? Probably not. This guy needs to fix himself, really, seriously. If you want a woman, you have to put in the work. Just saying, man. What do you think you're going to get a girl being a fat slob? No, you gotta be reasonable. Clean yourself up, man. Come on. But like I said, don't just do it for some chick. Do it for yourself. Because in the end of the day, it's just you. You can't divorce yourself. You can't leave yourself. You're stuck with you forever and ever. Until the day you die. So try to be the best version possible. Be good to yourself. What can you do? Right? Yeah? I don't know. It's up to you. Wow, just wow. I can't believe that guy is not with a son, with a chick. Wow, just wow. Like this guy, what's up with this dude? It's a 16-year-old transgender per Mavangelion and Lalikanese. Oh, Katie, go. Okay. It says, my dreams have been shattered, but let no incels say that I didn't put up a fight. I just asked a 14-year-old girl out. She saw my pictures and everything. Then she asked my age. I was dumb enough to say 30. She said, oh, that's bad. Sorry. You know what, guys? Probably a good thing you didn't hook up with this chick. Was what happened if you did? And you follow through. And then the mom finds out. Or the daddy. That's gonna open a can of worms, don't you think? Yeah. Daddy could go in there and, like, do some bad things to you. Or mama could call somebody. And then they get the BFG division coming down to you. You know? Huh? Just saying. But no. You're worried about losing this chick. It says, I want to die. I want my 14-year-old girl. Yeah, who doesn't, right? That's really a good thought process, but what do I know, right? I want my lolly of culture. Lolly of culture. Oh, right. Nothing works for me. Well, you better make something else work for you, man. I'm just saying. She said the oldest guy she's been with was 22. Oh, 22. Yeah, that's good for a 14-year-old. Oh, yeah. That's cool. I want to die. Someone kill me. The black pill is everywhere. Well, it's better than a black suppository, don't you think? It persecutes me everywhere. I can't live anymore. Well, you could go to prison. Don't you think that's worse? I'm just saying. Anywho, moving on. You know what? I think this 14-year-old girl will be in a scenario like this. Don't you think? She's into that chocolate persuasion? Yeah, because this 30-year-old guy probably looks like something like this. Am I right? Eh? Right? And you know what? I don't care how good it is. No pussy's worth it before you go to prison. I'm just saying. If you could get away with it, it's not against the law. But do you think you're going to get away with it, man? For real, really. You think you're that slick? A chick will most likely tell on you. I'm just saying. So if you go for that forbidden fruit, you will get burned. If you don't think so, try it. I'm just telling you. Yes, I understand that women are no prize pigs themselves. But what can you do? You try to do the best with them, and you try to mold them into something good for you? You try to turn them into something like this? But what do you get? Nothing but trash. Oh, I don't know. Well, this is Gonzo G wishing you goodbye, farewell, and yikes, right?